Well, Blythe is done and dusted now. I headed back to the car and I've been driving along, now made it to my next destination, which is Tynemouth. Thank goodness that the rain started to clear up a bit, because really driving to Blythe was actually quite dangerous because you could hardly see through the windscreen. The rain was so heavy and there was so much spray around, but a much easier drive to Tynemouth. No road closures, as I was worrying about earlier, and just a little bit of an accident, I think, had been on one of the roundabouts in the entrance to Tynemouth, so I had to take a bit of a detour, but my trusty sat-nav directed me right back to the centre, where there seemed to be lots of vehicles parked up, all with the branding down the side of the various sponsors of the Olympic torch route, so I feel like I'm in the right place anyway. And a little bit of a nightmare getting parked. There's not much parking in the middle of Tynemouth, but I've managed to drive down a side street and nick myself a little space. And the thing that I am most excited about, apart from seeing the torch again of course, is that it has stopped raining and it looks like the sun might even be trying to shine here in Tynemouth. It's lovely and bright at the minute and dry, so fingers crossed I haven't cursed it by mentioning it, but it looks like I'm in for a dry stop here for a change, because I have just managed to get all dried out after getting absolutely drenched in Blythe. Anyway, if you're listening to my audio booze this afternoon and you want to come out and find me, I'm the one with the Metro Radio mic wandering up and down the streets. Stop me and say hello.